Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Betreiben is to operate. Betreiben, to operate. How would you say I operate? Ich betreibe. How would you say I operate a machine? Ich betreibe eine Maschine. How would you say I operate the machine? Ich betreibe die Maschine. How would you say I operate this machine? Ich betreibe diese Maschine. How would you say who is operating the machine? Wer betreibt die Maschine? You see, in German, we don't have this is operating, this ing tense in German. We just say who operates the machine. We just have one present tense. Wer betreibt die Maschine? Who operates the machine? How would you say who is operating this machine? Wer betreibt diese Maschine? How would you say, how does one operate the machine? Wie betreibt man die Maschine? So, wie betreibt man? Man is the impersonal pronoun. In English, you say you or sometimes one. How does one operate the machine? So you're not referring to someone specific, so more in general. How does one? Mann in German. Like der Mann, but written just with one N. Mann. Wie betreibt man? How does one operate? Notice, we put the verb for first. We say, how operates one the machine? Wie betreibt man die Maschine? How would you say, how does one operate this machine? Wie betreibt man diese Maschine? How would you say, how does one operate this machine here? Wie betreibt man diese Maschine hier? How would you say, how does one operate this machine there? Wie betreibt man diese Maschine da? Da, you can say for there, or for example, dort. Wie betreibt man diese Maschine dort? There. Wie beschreibt man diese Maschine dort? Or wie beschreibt man diese Maschine da? How would you say, can you operate this machine? Kannst du diese Maschine betreiben? So, can you, kannst du. Here we're using the modal verb. Kannst du, can you. And now betreiben is the second verb. Whenever you have two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. So we say in German, can you this machine operate? Kannst du diese Maschine betreiben? How would you say, can you operate this machine here? Kannst du diese Maschine hier betreiben? How would you say, can you operate the machine from here? Kannst du die Maschine von hier aus betreiben? So, we say in German, von hier aus. Strangely, we add here also aus. Von hier aus, from here. Kannst du die Maschine von hier aus betreiben? Can you the machine from here operate? Kannst du die Maschine von hier aus betreiben? How would you say, can you the machine or how would you say, can you operate the machine from home? Kannst du die Maschine von zu Hause aus betreiben? You see, here also we say von zu Hause aus, from home. Kannst du die Maschine von zu Hause aus betreiben? How would you say, can one operate the machine from here? Kann man die Maschine von hier aus betreiben? How would you say, can one operate the machine from home? Kann man die Maschine von zu Hause aus betreiben? How would you say in the past? I have operated. Ich habe betrieben. Betrieben is the participle. It's irregular. We have no GE. And it ends with EN. And we switch the vowel, the diphthong. Betreiben has an EI. But betrieben, that we change and flip the E and the I. And we have the IE that is pronounced like a long I. So it's pronounced betrieben. Betrieben, betrieben. Ich habe betrieben. I have operated. How would you say, who has operated? Wer hat betrieben? How would you say, who has operated this machine? Wer hat diese Maschine betrieben? Here the same, betrieben is the second verb. Wer hat, hat is the first verb, the auxiliary verb haben to be the past. And the second one, the participle, is kicked to the end. Wer hat diese Maschine betrieben? How would you say, who operated this machine from here? Wer hat diese Maschine von hier aus betrieben? How would you say, who operated this machine from home? Wer hat diese Maschine von zu Hause aus betrieben? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb umfassen, to comprise. Umfassen, to comprise. Like when you say, what does the contract comprise? So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.